Hey everybody, welcome to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. I'm Eileen Smith, and today I'll share with you my number one tip for getting more traffic to your blog. Take a big risk here. I'm going to tell you my tip at the very beginning of this episode, and then I'm just going to trust that you're going to listen to the rest of what I have to say. So here's the tip. Listen to your readers and give them more of what they want. Now, wait a minute. Hold on here. It might not be quite as easy as it sounds. First, I have to explain. I'm not talking about those readers who leave comments on your blog. And when I say listen to your readers, I'm also not talking about those people that interact with you on Twitter, retweet you all the time, and just tell you how wonderful you are and how awesome your posts are. I'm also not talking about those readers who interact with you on Facebook. Oh, they answer all your questions whenever you put up a poll, or they fill in the blank whenever you tell them to on Facebook. Nope. Those are not the readers I'm talking about. And let's not forget, last but certainly not least, not talking about those precious newsletter subscribers of yours, the ones that respond when you send out an email and they give you feedback. Those are not the readers that I'm talking about. I want you to listen to those readers who you never hear from. I mean, let's face it, all the interactions and engagement that you have, hopefully that's only a small percentage of the amount of readers that come to your blog. Okay, I know you're thinking, what is she talking about? All right, let me give you a specific example. Today is December 6, 2012. And over the past month, I've had 35,000 unique visitors on my blog. 84% or 29,000 of them were brand new visitors. So, of course, I could not possibly have talked to all of them, or else I would probably be numb in the face right now. So those are the visitors that I want you to pay a little bit more attention to. Not all the time, because remember, all those other visitors, the ones I talked about earlier, your Facebook friends, your Twitter friends, email subscribers, ding, 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 ding. And your regular readers, those are really important visitors too. But when we're really talking about expanding that group of core followers, we can do that when we get more traffic, more new visitors to our blog. Well, if you're wondering where I'm getting all that information, you probably have guessed that I'm getting it from Google Analytics. Now, there are quite a few tools that you can use to track visitors that are coming on your blog. But I highly recommend, before you invest in any of those other paid services, that you use Google Analytics, get out of it what you can, and then if you find that it's not giving you the information or the data that you need, then you can go ahead and make the investment. For me, Google Analytics does an excellent job, and I think that some of the other programs are more for people who are doing a lot of e-commerce on their site, where they really want to see eye tracking and know where a visitor is on their page and exactly what they're clicking on first or second. And you probably don't need that level of detail if you're just growing your email list, maybe selling some affiliate products or offering an ebook or something like that. You probably don't need that level of details. So let's just stick with Google Analytics for right now. Now, one of the first things that I want to recommend you do is connect your Google Webmaster Tools to your Google Analytics account so that you're getting the data from Google Webmaster Tools maybe, I don't know, a year ago Google decided that it wasn't going to show keywords in Google Analytics, but you still see those search queries and some of the things that people are searching for in order to get to your blog or your website. But that information is available in Google Webmaster Tools. We talked about that a little bit a few weeks back, but now I'm going to stress the point about connecting those two accounts. I recorded a video to show how to make that connection, but it's really a pretty simple process where you're just making sure that you're logged into both accounts, and then you key in the URL in the admin area of Google Analytics and give the approval for the two services to talk to each other. And once you do that, you'll be able to go over to your traffic sources inside of Google Analytics, then click on Search Engine Optimization. And that's where you'll see the queries report. And the queries just means what people are searching for to make it to your website. Now, these are the people that I want you to listen to, because these are the people that probably don't communicate with you. They were searching for something on the internet and they found your blog. Hopefully, they found what they were looking for. So you want to go through these search queries and see the ones that are really relevant. For example, the number 5 query that shows up on my report, I'm on there right now, is blogging tips. Well, yes. Yes, absolutely. That's what I want people to search for, to look for my blog. But the number 1 query is feed. Well, yes, I talk about FeedBurner and I do talk about feeds a little bit, but I think if somebody's on the internet looking for feed, they're probably not talking about that kind of feed. So you need to, you know, so this person probably came to my blog, saw something about feed. I'm not sure what page they landed on, but I can find out. I have to look a little further into the report, and probably bounced right away because, you know, I don't have anything on there about feed, not the real kind of feed, because I don't talk about food. I'm getting hungry now. Wait a minute. Hold on. Back to the topic. And so this one report that I really want you to pay close attention to is the landing pages report. Now, on the landing pages report, and I talk about this a lot in the video as well, you can sort this page by the number of impressions. Now, the impressions just means this is how many people saw your blog post listed in the search results. They typed in a word. Let's say they typed in blogging tips. Maybe 40,000 people typed that in last month. But what's really important is clicks. How many people of that 40,000, how many of them click on your site? So for me, this is the most important column, the clicks. I want to see what is the post that's getting the most clicks. Right now, there's a post called How to Get Your First 2,000 Twitter Followers. And that is getting a lot of attention from the search engines. And that's great because social media is the number 2 area that I want people to find what they're looking for on my blog. Remember, on my blog, you get blogging tips, social media, and YouTube tutorials. Guess what? The next one is Chrome extensions for YouTube. I did a post about the top 10 Chrome extensions for YouTube. I love that this post is ranking so high because I'm a big fan of Google Chrome. I'm always doing posts about Chrome extensions. I have tons of videos about Chrome extensions. So I'm really glad that people are finding this post about YouTube, because I want to rank for YouTube. Okay, so this is how you find out what your visitors are looking for. If you find that there's something that you don't want them to come to your site for, you need to know that information as well. You're also going to see the average position that your page is in search. Now, the next thing that I think is real important, if you're using AdSense on your blog, which I am, and I know there's some people that don't like AdSense. I think it's perfectly fine. I mean, those same people that don't like AdSense probably do a lot of Google searches, so they see a lot of AdSense, and it probably doesn't bother them when they're on Google website. So anyway, we're not going to debate about whether AdSense makes sense or not. You know, money is money. So I like money, and you probably do too. So you may want to have some AdSense. Now, don't go hog wild and putting AdSense all over your blog. But what you can do is to make sure that your Google AdSense account is connected to your Google Analytics account. That's going to make it a little easier for you to go in there and see what pages are sending people and where you're earning the most from your Google AdSense. There's a report in Google Analytics, and it's under the section for content, and it's called AdSense. You can go into that and then AdSense pages. So see, there's a dual reason why you want to get traffic from search engines coming to your blog, especially from Google, because those are the same people. They're looking for a solution. You have content that surrounds that solution, but you may not have the exact solution of what they're looking for. But that's okay, because Google is going to give them an ad that shows them what they're looking for. And when they click on that ad, you're also going to get paid too. I think that's a lovely thing, don't you? So this also gives you an idea what you need to build content about. I've told you this story before about a post on my blog that was about the benefits of iPhone. Well, I couldn't follow up with that post, but then a guest blogger came to me and he was writing about iPhones. And so I said, oh, that's great. I need another post about iPhones. That post is doing well. It's getting people clicking on it from the search engines, and they're also clicking on the ads that are on that page. And that's because I've listened to my readers and I gave them more of what they want. Now, I don't have expertise in the area of iPhones, okay? In fact, the closest I get to an iPhone is when I see it when my daughter comes by to visit. Okay, I don't even have a smartphone, but this author came to me. He had expertise in that area. Since I have a blog that's on blogging, I probably should have turned him down and said, no, I'm not interested. I know that Google, for some reason, loved this post that I had about iPhones, so I have to listen. So Google's the other person that I want to listen to. I'm going to listen to my readers, but I also want to sync them up with what Google is doing, because Google is the one who sent me the reader to begin with. Okay, you be nice to Google, they're nice to you. All right, a little bit more about analytics and what you can do. If you're using FeedBurner, you can also connect your FeedBurner account into Google Analytics. Now, please let's not get into the argument of whether FeedBurner is going away or not. Let's just assume that FeedBurner is still going to be here for at least the next 12 months. In the meantime, you want to know when people are reading your feed, where they're going to, and what they're looking at when they're looking at your feed. And I noticed the other day that all of a sudden I started getting more FeedBurner subscribers. And that piqued my interest because for a couple of reasons. And one is I don't promote my feed. I don't even have the RSS feed icon on the blog. I do tell my email subscribers, if you want to get this by RSS, you can, you know, this is where you subscribe. But I intentionally took that RSS feed down. Well, lo and behold, I got contacted by someone over on Facebook, my new best friend, and his name is Justin Young. I'm giving him a big shout out right now because I think what he did is brilliant. His blog is Major Money Tips. So that's majormoneytips.com, and it's Justin Young. He put together Google Reader bundles for people to subscribe to. So he has a bundle for general internet marketing blogs, the top general internet marketing blogs together, the affiliate marketing bundle, the blogging bundle, which is where you'll find basic blog tips, the Make Money Online bundle, the SEO and SEM bundle, the social media bundle and traffic generation bundle, and the WordPress and website design bundle. Or you can get the whole shebang bundle. Now, I thought this was a genius move on his part. He put these bundles together. He has two videos on his post telling people how to use Google Reader, telling them the advantages of using Google Reader, how you can use it to curate content, to keep your social media stream flowing with a mix of valuable information and to share that content. He has a part one and a part two of the video, which also makes sense because he's going to get traffic for both of these videos. I mean, this guy's on the ball. I just met him today because he contacted me through Facebook. Here, this was someone who obviously was reading my blog that I never knew was reading my blog. He did this post a few days ago, and lo and behold, he's getting traffic and he's getting people subscribing to those bundles because all of a sudden, I'm getting a big jump in my feed burner subscribers. Back to my point, listen to your readers. I'm watching these feed burner subscribers because I'm listening to them in Google Analytics. I also even log into feed burner every now and then just to see if the subscription rate has gone up. I don't spend too much time over there, but I may go over there just to tweak things every now and then because I have a lot of feeds listed there. So bring all of this together. I want to make a recommendation to you besides just going over to Major Money Tips. This is another recommendation that I want to make, and I've made this recommendation openly on my blog as well. There is a book, and you can get this book on Amazon. It's called Google Analytics Integrations, Centralizing Digital Marketing, and it's by Daniel Weisberg. He's from onlinebehavior.com. Daniel is an analytics expert. He's worked with Google. He even does guest posts on the Google Analytics blog. And what he does in this book is he shows you how to integrate several accounts with Google Analytics, Webmaster Tools, AdWords, AdSense, YouTube. Now, this YouTube integration is for people who have branded YouTube channels, and FeedBurner. He also covers the best practices for implementation, and he goes into detail. And most of the content in this book will be great for bloggers, but there's also content that is wonderful for website owners and even those that are on the enterprise level. Daniel does a thorough job, so I am highly recommending this book, and I'll make sure that I leave a link that you can check the book out. It's $7.99, and it's such a great book that I recommend. I think every blogger should have this book. I want you to listen to your readers, not the ones you talk to every day, but the ones that you never talk to, but they're still trying to tell you something. Well, thanks for joining me today. Happy blogging, everybody. Don't forget to give the show a rating in iTunes. I really appreciate it. Have a great day. Peace.